So we're holding in Perek Hey of Shaar Tshuva in the Chayvus Levavus, and the Chayvus Levavus is giving us, the Klolim, the Kinyanim, of how a person does a tshuva that's a lasting tshuva, a sincere, permanent, genuine tshuva. And he had 20 different yesaidis to internalize the tshuva, to make it real. And each was divided into four sections of five apiece. And the last one of all 20 is Sheyitein Aliboy as Gedulas Aboyre Yisborach Ashehimra as Devar. Ultimately, the clincher of tshuva is that a person should bear in mind and meditate of the greatness of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that we dared, that I dared to rebel against them, to defy his words. V'Yisrachek Mavadasai, and I dared to distance myself and be estranged from Avodas Hashem. Uporak Miola Vasol Terasai, and I remove from myself the burden of Hashem's Torah. V'yachiyach es nafshoi v'yachlem oisa alzeh, and the emes of Al Tshuva has to give himself to Echocha yachiyach es nafshoi. It was not my body that did it. The body was controlled by my soul, by my spirit, by my mind, and I have to tell my neshama, but really it's my nefesh, which is the nefesh of Bahami. The rebellion took place that my nefesh stood up against my neshama, because my neshama never rebels. The neshama does not rebel. Like Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, the neshama is not even inside of us. The neshama is taka v'chelik l'kamimal. The neshama is the extension cord that stretches from Shemayim, where Kaviyachal, the digital Kaviyachal, is plugged into the Rabbeinu Shalom himself. And some of the juice of the Rabbeinu Shalom, he transmits down this extension cord. And the extension cord is plugged into me. And I'm a toaster. And I can choose to burn the toast, or I can make it nice and gentle. I can burn the toast too if I overdo it. I can do all kinds of things. I'm just a toaster, and the fire, the filament, you might say, is my nefesh. That's my nefesh of Bahami. That's my passion, my lust, my desire, my taiva, and the nefesh rebels against neshama sometimes. As neshama, you think you're not going to control me, and I'm going to call the shots over here, and I'm in charge. So the word is, he said, I have to give techocha to my nefesh, and the truth is, it's also the ruach, the gaiva, the taiva and the gaiva. The nefesh is the taiva, and the ruach, and we spoke about this mashal many times. Reb Chaim Volozhiner is another mashal. He really didn't have an extension cord. Chaim Volozhiner had the glass blower, who had a long glass tube, and the blower, Kaviyachal, the Rabbeinu Shalom, and Elokai Neshama Shenasatavi, the Hoyrei, is that the Neshama that Hashem blows into us is pure. And as the spirit is traveling down the glass tube and fills us, that's the ruach. And when it comes to rest in us, that's the nefesh. It's all just metaphors. You really cannot capture this. There's no way to capture this with a total illustration. It's a little idea to try to... So the emissary of Chaim says that the neshama is not even what's in the tube. It's not even the juice that's in the extension cord. The neshama is really lashon neshima, the blower, which is the Rabbeinu Shalom. So Hashem is constantly blowing in us, v'yifa be'af of nishmas chayim, every minute. And we have a choice whether to live according to the dictates of the neshama and the no shame, which is the Rabbeinu Shlom. And if we don't, then the neshama is never nifgam. It just leaves us. That's all. You don't like me here. It's not a hospital environment. I'll stop blowing. Now, it can stop blowing to the point that we just drop dead because no more life. There's no more neshama in us. Or, I don't understand. I understand. The Reb Chaim says it could just leave us. We can still live without it somehow. But the neshama never is in us, and we cannot corrupt it. It can somehow turn away from us, and we still live, but we're not zeicha to what neshama should be. But the ruach is inside of us. The nefesh, when the ruach comes to rest, so the ruach is the gaiva in us that inflates us, just like that is the metaphor of the glass blower, that the breath of the glass blower inflates the glob of glass that he's blowing into, and when it's finished and the air rests in this new form, the globe, that's the nefesh. So our nefesh abahami, which is us, and the ruach hagaiva, which is us, which we Hashem gives us, this rebels against the neshama. So the truth of the matter is that ultimately it boils down to gaiva. It boils down to self-assuredness, to being cocksure of ourselves. And that is why the truth is, the first sif in Shulchan Aruch, the first siman tells us that a person shouldn't walk around b'kayim as a kufa. A person shouldn't walk around b'kayim as a kufa. The yisayt of preventing chait and then doing tshuva is to be humble before Hashem. And we get up in the morning, modani, for us, we're such a maratzim, even modani is too sophisticated. We don't even know what it means. So we just have to say, Rabbi Shalom, I open my eyes up, I surrender to you, Rabbi Shalom. Of course, we're saying that in so many words with all the brikas of shachar and everything else, but we should sit, we should walk with our heads bowed a little bit, we should sit. You know, as one saw a big Talmud Chacham, he was sitting azoy, like this. And I was, he was still young. He needed some work. He grew up, he became bigger, he became better, he improved. When he's younger, he was sitting like this. He was sitting at a function on the dais, like this. Vizitnish azoy. I told you the story of Reb Chaim Brisker, that Reb Chaim was eating in Williamsburg, who told over to a friend of mine here in Muncie that Reb Chaim Brisker once met him in the park. I think I'm not sure exactly where. I think Vienna, but I don't remember if Chaim ever got to Vienna. I think he says Vienna, but I'm not positive. Maybe Warsaw, that would be more appropriate. So Chaim saw this. He was a buffer yet in the park, and he sees his taka stretched out, lounging like this. So Chaim passed by. He didn't know who he was. He just says to him, "Nu." He sees it from buffer. So one says, "Nu, nu." Where was it? Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tamid. He's supposed to have the Rebbeinu Shlom in front of all your time. How can you just lounge? How can you just like this relax? Like the president of the Rebbeinu Shlom, you're just like lounging as if you're the king of the world. By Pesach night, you can make a seva. It's a big chiddush to make a seva. It's a big chiddush a seva. In front of your Rebbe, you can't make a seva. You're supposed to have such a mayor for your Rebbe, the Dav Zayin, that you can't make a seva. How can I make a seva in front of my Rebbe? My Rebbe, Rav Gifter, even after I was married, I was invited to Seder, he would never let me make a Seva. He wouldn't let me make a Seva. Even though the halacha is a Rebbe can be Michael. He says, why should I be Michael? To the extent that I'm Michael you, and I let you make a Seva, to that extent you're losing out in Meir Rabbah, Kemar Shemayim. So I feel you're not, I'm not impacting on you like a Rebbe should impact. So you're gonna lose. So he wasn't Michael. It's only after I became a Rav, and then he said, oh, now you're a Rav, so I have to have more derech eretz for a Rav. So you can make a seva. But as long as I was in Kailel, many years, I was by a seder, no, I don't want to deprive you of my rabbich. You can tell a great litmus test of a person who has a lot of gaiva is a pretty good sign he never had a Rebbe. Because if he had a Rebbe, and he was humble before his Rebbe,
So you should extrapolate. Extrapolate what Mayur Shemayim should be.
So a sure sign of a young upstart, a young whippersnapper who might be a big Eloi, but he's a shtick gaiva, is that they never had a proper Rebbe. And he wasn't Makabel Morris from a Rebbe, he was never Makabel authority from a Rebbe, and Mavatel his Das to his Rebbe. If you don't have that, you don't have the inkling, you know, the foundations of Avodas Hashem. So Zog the Heilig Chayvus Levavus, after all is said and done, Tshuva, we have to have a sense of bittel to the Rebbeinu Shlom, total is batless to the Rebbeinu Shlom, and ask ourselves, how the chutzpah, the nerve, to disagree with the Rebbeinu Shlom? Hashem said, do this, and I did that. And I was cavalier about all these things, and I came late to davening, and I speak Lashon Hara all the time to say there, and I think I'm such a great guy. And you know, no one's a Balgaiva around here. No one thinks they're big over here. No one thinks they're great people here. No Balgaiva. Of course we're Balgaiva. I'm not a big person. I know. But I do big things. I did a big thing. I gave a great donation. I just gave a great shiur. I did a great thing. I'm a great parent. I'm great in this. I'm not Balgaiva. I'm not a great person. I just do great things. And the things I do are impeccable. And don't tell me what to do about them. Or else he wouldn't do chait. Anav can't sin against the rest. That's shayach. And Anav is bottled to the... Bottle. Person wants to mevatel himself, you go to the mikveh. Mikveh, you drown in the mikveh. And mikveh, you saw Hashem. The real mikveh is the Rabbanu Shalom. You have a kavon, you go into the mikveh, mevatel myself to the Rabbanu Shalom. Mikveh, you saw Hashem. Lift me out to Matar me Matar Yesra, Mikvi Yisrael Hashem, Mikvi Zamerdiga Chesed from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And the Isis of Tobal says the Heilige Shalom is the Rosh Tevas of Leiv, Tohor, Brali, Elikim, Beruach, Nocha, and Chadesh, Bekirbi. Leiv, Tohor, Brali, Elikim. A fellow comes over to me a while ago, Ben Tyre, is he married yet? I don't know if he's in Kanaal. Boy's learning, very nice boy learning in Yeshiva, but. What's this mikveh business? Why do you speak about mikveh? What does it do to you? I mean, what's it all about? What does a man have to go to the mikveh for? I don't feel it. I don't taste it. I don't know what it means. What's this mikveh about? Everything you have to taste and you have to feel, you have to smell. You smelled the Rebbeinu Shlom lately? Did you feel the Rebbeinu Shlom lately? Go into the mikveh, then you know what it's all about. Get gay around the mikveh with this batlus. Like the Alta Square Rebbe, the Eshtis, the Ritzelke Square says, a mikveh? What a gewaltige way to mevatel yourself. And in Europe, the mikvahs were filthy. It was not like today, we're lucky, we have filters, etc. In Europe, it was a hard job to clean out a mikvah. I mean, a lot of the men's mikvahs weren't as clean as they should be. A woman's mikvah, I'm sure, was crystal clean. It was a chatzit for the men, not so mock, but the men use it more, a million times a day. It probably had mud floors, so a lot of them weren't so clean at certain times, Mistama. He said, look at that. You're tamei, the man is tamei too. He goes to the mikvah, and that filthy water can make you, that's cleaner than you are. Isn't that great? Make you feel... Little humility. That dirty, turgid water is going to make you pure. Right? And when you go into the mikveh, you have to take off your clothing, so your gaiva is gone. And you have to bend in the mikveh, because the mikveh is always lower than your posture. You have to go in, you have to bend yourself. It's gavalt the gazach. They have all these things in mind. So a person, but that's just a dramatization. The aside of tshuva that the chavis of avos is, you have to have zin in the pasuk in hazinu, Ha Lashem Tigmalu Zeis Am Novel Veloy Chacham Dor Ike Shuvasalto Hadanoi Aladanoi Tigmalu Zeis Am Novel Veloy Chacham. Right? What does that mean? It says Am Novel Am the Chakima Baraisa, but you're Veloy Chacham. You learned life Torah, but you're still not smart. You're a novel. You took the Torah and you corrupted the Torah. You manavel. You killed it. You took the living Torah and made it into a novella. Hashem tigmu zayis am novel lechavim dor ikesh, because you're stubborn, upesaltel, and therefore you're crooked and twisted. And the Torah is Hashem, which is bekudi Hashem yisharim mesamchelayif. If you learn Torah as it is, it's klor, it's mesamchelayif, but you twisted it, and then your gaiva, our gaiva, we twisted it. How can you do that to Hashem? Give such a gift of Torah. And the Navi Yirmiyahu says, Ha'isi loy tiro num Hashem. You, are you not afraid of me? Says Hashem. You know, you're talking to me here? Mechutzef? So it says the Chavis of Avos, if you have this in mind, the Gedulas HaBayre, And you think what we think what a terror, we went against the Ratzon Hashem, then we should be overwhelmed with shame, with shanda, chutzpah. We should give musa to ourselves and we should humiliate ourselves over the nerve, the audacity to go against the Rabbanish. But you have to get into the mood. So if you don't have to go to the mikveh, you can just go walking with the head down a little bit. We should sit bent over a little bit. We sit vachno. We eat vachno. We have different kind of eating. Some people notice, they tell me, they see certain tamilchamim and certain tzaddikim, when they eat, they don't bend over into the bowl. They don't bend like animals in their trough, like the horse is eating from a feeding bed. They eat very dignified. They bring the food up to them. They want to mallow the food to them. That's where they don't bend their heads. We're all very bachanah when it comes to eating. We have faces in the bowl. And eat, we're very machniah. We have our head down when chomping into the bowl. But tzaddik are the opposite. When they sit stamazayim, they learn, or they daven, or they sit and talk to people, the bachno. When they're eating, they bring the mouth of the food to themselves. They don't lower themselves to put their faces into the plate. So that's the aside. The whole truth is, this is the aside, finally says Chazavos. Now, Perek Vav, he says, now, if you want, you have to have an Osiris. Chazavos Meredik. He gave us 20 things. We should really review them. We will review the whole Shah of Chuvah Mitzvah Shem. Be'ezah Hashem. We have to go through all these 20 things. But I want to go a little ahead today. We should go through the 20. We'll review. But now he says, I gave you 20 different. Now, Rabbi Yonah also in Shah of Chuvah gives 20 different, 20 different introductions in Shah Aleph. They're not parallel. They're both very innovative. They see things in Tanakh and in Chazal that we don't see. We shine them. But now Rabbeinu Rechaya says, I gave you 20 rules of tshuva, but now I'll give you some more rules to be misoirer, to be inspired to do tshuva. There's four ways, he says, how a person can be inspired to do tshuva. This is totally his own. These are things, there's no medrash like this, to my knowledge. There's no zohar about this. There's no gemara nagadata. The chayvus levavus was a mechadish nifla otzuma oid. He's a real philosopher. He created new pathways of thinking and of analysis and approach. This is totally his own, to my knowledge. He says there's four situations that can bring a person to repent, one higher than the next. You can repent either from your own hakara, my own awareness. I am my own, without any external stimuli, have been aroused, self-aroused to, it's an auto tshuva, auto repentance. I'm aroused by myself to do tshuva. Secondly, another way to do tshuva a little bit less, from the outside, someone gives me musr. Someone gives me techacha. Go to the chavas lavashir. The highest madrig is not that even when you're outside this year, on a Wednesday, you suddenly wake up and say, I better do tshuva. I wait till Sunday. Tshuva's only for Sunday morning, 9:15. You think tshuva's a half an hour a week? Chavis levavis. I'm a shigit. I got to do tshuva all the time. All day long, I got to do tshuva. So the highest madrig is a person who is self-motivated, self-repenting, order repentance. Second tshuva is, you need someone from the outside to give you a musr, or you read a sefer. Third thing is, no one's giving you a musr, but you see somebody else is being punished, and you say to yourself, but for the grace of the good Lord go I, I'm not better than him, and I see this person, vice versa, is getting punished, and Hashem has his reasons, I must be next, and Hashem is just being patient with me, and give me a little time to do tshuva, and I see how he's being punished, I better do tshuva myself. So I learn from someone else's punishment. Not that someone gave me musr directly, but I am looking at someone, that's lower madrega. That is the lower madrega. So really it's only fear. I guess the tochacha is a more sophisticated tshuva. Someone came to me directly and gives me musr, knows that I should do tshuva. It's not that he's scaring me, the person doesn't say, I'll be punished, just says the right thing to do tshuva. Like we said before, you rebel against God. That's, so, the first tshuva is, I'm doing tshuva on my own,
because I realize the enormity of my sin. Chutzpah. I have negated my whole purpose of being. My whole raison d'etre. The Creator created me to serve Him. If I'm not serving Him with submission, why am I here? I don't deserve to live. That's the first madrega. Second madrega is I didn't figure it out myself. Someone told me that. Third madrega is I never figured that one out. But I'm here for myself. I'm living for moi, for number one. I'm here to have a good time. Of course, the good time includes going to davening. Of course, the good time includes going to Shabbos and Shalom and Kiddush. But I'm here for a good time. I'm here for me. I'm number one. God's number two. And then kind of God's number two, or maybe three, but He's tough. You gotta watch out with this God, and He punishes people. So I better do tshuva because I see other people getting punished. I gotta learn from this. I'm gonna do tshuva too. The first two pshat, them as a pshat, like I realize Hashem's number one. Either I figured it out, or someone figured it out for me. Third madrig is it's me, but to protect me, it's always me, 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 me. But to protect my favorite me, I better watch out for God, and He might punish me. And the fourth madrega, the fourth inspiration to repent, lowest possible, is when I'm actually being punished. And as I'm being punished, and I'm being sped by a tzal to the hospital, I suddenly wake up and say, aha, it finally happened. The axe finally dropped. I'm here. It happened to me too. Here it is. It happened. I got into this accident, Rechamol Islam. Happened to me. This sickness got me. Oy, better do tshuva now. Well, that's a very low level tshuva. And again, it's just self-protective. I'm so dumb, I didn't even prevent it. I didn't do preventative tshuva. I had to wait till it happened. But I'm doing tshuva. That's another way. So the Chavos Lubavitcher says, I'm not finished. Let me explain what this works. He says, the highest madrega of tshuva is a person comes to Akkara on himself, by himself. Akkara chazaka kama gadol meroimim hu Hashem. The main tshuva is I realize how great Hashem is. God Hashem umul avoy gudol asoyen cheker. Gadol Hashem. Ah. That's why the whole day is supposed to be a shev after the punish. Wow. Amzu yatsarti li tilos yisaperu. I created this nation to speak my praises. Hashem needs our praises. It's for us. Because hopefully, maybe after a whole day of banging into our heads and saying Ashrei three times a day, saying with a little kavana and havana, maybe it'll get into our thick skulls. Hey, you know, Hashem is very great. I just said Hashem is very gadol. Hashem lo miyodu gadol so and cheker. His greatness is beyond comprehension. You know, he knows something I don't know. I better follow his Torah. I better do tshuva. The whole reason why I'm supposed to praise Hashem constantly is to wake up that He's greater than we are. So, and when we hear for Him, He's number one. I'm number two. I'm number nothing. And we hear for Him, and I'm just gonna follow Hashem. That's why I have to praise Hashem the whole day. To mevatel ourselves to Hashem. So the highest madrega is that come to Akkara Chazaka, come and God l'marayim and Hashem. And Hashem may even hate David, and I know how good Hashem is to me all the time. And I know that He's good to me, so I should serve Him. And make a kiddush Hashem. I should keep His mitzvahs. And I should refrain from aveiros. He says, a person like this, who's a Messiah of the Tshuva, out of this high level of Akkara, is like a servant who ran away from his master. He did run away. The servant was down south, and he decided he's running away from his master. He goes on the Underground Railroad, and gets his Harriet Tubman to go ahead and get him out, and he ends up in the north. Glory, hallelujah, I'm a free man. It's free. And he's free, he gets north, and he's free, he runs away. I'm free. But then, after this servant is home free, or so he thinks, he starts thinking to himself, you know, I don't like it down. I miss my master. And my master was a pretty good guy after all. And it was very nice down there. And I think I should go back. And you know, he really treated me very well. I was a savage from the darkest depths of Africa. And I came naked and manacled and chained onto his plantation. And he fed me, and he clothed me, and he taught me, and he educated me, and he treated me like a member of the family. He was very, very good to me. And he gave me a wife, and gave me children down there in the plantation. You know, pretty good down there. I think I'm going back on my own. No one caught me. He's not even running after me. I'm coming back home. He comes, Meretzayne HaTayf.
and he asked the master to forgive him for daring to rebel against him. So this servant, who on his own self-choice decided to return, so that is worthy that the master should forgive him, the master should forgive him, and the master should makarav him, the master should bring him back to his former position. And not only that, he might even promote him, because this man's been through it, and he can tell the other servants, brothers and sisters, I've been there, I've been north, and I'm telling you, I'm coming back here to the plantation down south, because it's good here. There's no Simon Legree over here, the plantation owner. It's good. And I want to be back here. It's good. So this fellow's not stama about tshuva. He's a role model now, and he's a teacher to others, a mentor to the rest of the slaves. Good. That's the highest madrega. Says the Chayvus Levavus, in reference to such a Baal Tshuva, who does Tshuva on his own, totally free will, the Navi Malachi says, and we read it, I believe, in the Navi Malachi, we read it in the Daf Torah Shabbos Gadol, Shuvu Elai, Vashuvu Aleichem. Return to me, says Rabbi Shalom, Shuvu Elai, Vashuvu Aleichem, I return to you. In other words, there'll be reciprocity. There'll be absolute reciprocity. For every voluntary, loving step, you come back to me with love and with reverence and awe, I will respond and invest you with even more love and more kiruv, and I'll draw you back. It'll be total reciprocity. Shuva elai, v'shuva aleichem. And the Navi Yirmiyahu says in Perek Dalet, Im toshuv Yisrael num Adonai, if you return to me, if you do tshuva, you'll return to me fully. Total tshuva, total embrace, total amnesty, and more than amnesty. Total amnesty, and total return to grace and beyond. Im toshuv Yisrael num Adonai elai toshuv, im tosir shikutzecha miponei v'loi sanud, v'nishbati chai Adonai be'emez v'mishma d'vitztokev v'zvarchu bo'goyim uvoyis alolu. These are the words of Navi Yirmiyahu. So the covers of Avos here tightens up every word. He says, im toshuv Yisrael m'ritzayin chatoiv, if you return from your own free will, before you get punished, before you get musr, on your own, then elai toshuv, I will makabel your tshuva, and I will reinstate you fully to your former status, and beyond. And if you go further and get rid of all the shikutzim, you get rid of all the filth that seduced you to temporarily rebel against me, and you return to me with hachlot and nechusha, with a firm, steadfast, irrevocable, ironclad commitment, never, never again to rebel, then, I will return you, says Hashem, to the highest level, beyond what you were before. You'll be higher. You'll be higher than before your tshuva. The Magen Shabbat tshuva I'm them, and Tzadikim Gmurim I'm them. You'll be on a level that you will represent Klal Yisrael. When I want the Jews to be a light unto the nations, I will not point to anybody but you, the Baal Tshuva. That the goyim will unvention of zich alein to zayin v'der yid. After the ruma ma'ilat shagoyim ya'achlu la'ani l'iskemoyscha uvoyis halalu, and the goyim, instead of calling the Jews the great Satan, together with America the great Satan and the purveyors of filth and lust and sin, the goyim will put pictures of Jews in their mosques and in their tiflas, and they'll knock down Yoshka, and they'll put pictures of Rabbi Yashiv inside the churches. They'll throw out the Madonnas and the crucifixes, and they'll put pictures of Tzaddikim, and they'll say, oh, this is what we should be worth. This is the role model for us. This is our Ayatollah. This is the Pope. We want this person. This Baal Tshuva. That's the light. We've been mishaling them. They'll be the spoil. They'll have Gedolim cards from the Baal Tshuva. So Hashem swears
Mishbati Chai Hashem be'emes v'mishvat tzedakah. If you understand every word over here, it's an oath from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. In case you think this is just poetry, says the Chavis Lavavis, it's not poetry. This is an absolute shavua, a shavua from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, a shavua from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's poshut. The Navi said, Mishbata Chai Hashem be'emes v'mishvat u'b'tzedakah v'zbarchu b'goyim uvoy yishalalu. And they will rejoice to the Jews. So the solution to all our problems in the Middle East is not making a war, not having nuclear power in Dimona, and not roadmaps. The only eitzah to settle the problems in the Middle East and the Far East and the ganze Welt and in the West and the North and the South is Yidden after tshuva. Unless we do tshuva, the world is doomed. And unless we do tshuva, there's no hope. If we do tshuva, then the goyim will carry us on their shoulders wherever Yid goes. They'll see a Yid, they'll see a Rav Chiedensen over here, and they'll lift him on a chair, and they'll be dancing hakafas around him. They'll be dancing hakafas wherever he goes. They'll see a tzaddik, they'll see a tzaddik, they'll see a Talmud Chacham, but about tshuva, oh, they'll dance, they'll be in the headlines every day. They'll mamish become chassidim, they'll give kvitlach. They'll give, the Pope himself will come and give a kvitlach. And the main imam, Ayatollah, Sheikh, whoever he is, Mr. Shiite, Mr. Sunni, the whole chevra, they'll all come and be mispoyer from Yidden. And Yasser Arafat himself, Yamach Shemo, will do tshuva. So see, I miss about tshuva. You know why the guy was so evil? Because we're so evil. And we're not role models for them. We're supposed to be role models for them. We're not. We are not doing our job. And the proof is, because they hate us. Biggest proof of not doing the job. Because the Navi says, Hashem swore that if we'll do tshuva, they'll love us. They'll be proud of us. They'll have ticker tape parades down Fifth Avenue, not for General Franks, Tommy Franks, but ticker tape parades for Rabbi Tshuva. That's what will happen. They'll have ticker tape. We'll be our Sameach Bachram. We'll be right in front over there. They are Sameach, will be the vanguard. All those wonderful boys who dumped all their Elilim and Shekutzim. We will be behind them, maybe. We haven't done Juvia yet, 1 second. I don't know if we're going to be Zayich to see the parade. But those wonderful young men are Sameach, who we say, Tisk, Tisk, on Nebuch, you know, nice boys, but those are the ones who will be in the front of the parade, they'll get the ticker tape, and it'll be Goyim in all the skyscrapers, and maybe we can see it on closed circuit TV. I don't think we'll get, won't let us in there unless we do Juvia. The solution to all the world's problems and our problems is tshuva. Have a nice night. We'll see you next week.